After being sent to the furthest reaches of space and time, Loki and Sylvie encounter multiple Lokis from other times and dimensions and battle a smoke monster. The TVA undergoes an identity crisis as everyone begins to discover there's a new man behind the curtain.
On this episode of Clubhouse Movies Podcast, we discuss the final two episodes of Loki Season 1. I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, economist and film enthusiast, joined by professional photographer Mr. Abel Panetta, rounding out the gruesome twosome, Mr. Jose Rodriguez, on sound effects.
Here we are. So this is episode 5 synopsis here. So Loki has been pruned. He's not alone as he awakens to find himself surrounded by versions of himself. Sylvie is trying to squeeze answers out of Ravonna. Mobius is trying to help Sylvie. And Loki has a heart? Welcome back.
When was Sylvie trying to get instead of Ravonna? That was the one before that.
Exactly.
No, that was like 3 episodes ago because they were already pruned by then.
No, she was still trying episode 5.
She was legit doing it episode 5 at the beginning of the episode.
Because right after that, she prunes herself, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, that's so long ago.
That was last week.
Okay, well, hang on. Oh, that's right.
We need a train wreck sound. We just steamrolled ourselves.
Where do we start? Did we really start this one? I don't know.
We're fine the way it is. It's funny.
I like the way it sounds, man. This is great.
Okay. To all you listeners, it's like 300 degrees in this place.
We're delusional, man. Yeah. There's hot gases coming out of people.
This guy got like a brand new like knee implant.
Yeah, look at that
thing. My eye, I can't even see out of this thing. Jose got a headshot. Yeah, Jose had a coconut fall on his head again. He walked down a bunk.
We're all out of sorts right now, man.
It's not a good
but hey, we're here.
We're back.
Yeah,
we're back, baby.
We're back to show you guys what we're about. And if you're listening, we're here to hear you what we're about.
Yeah, so Natasha Romanoff was on the oh wait.
We're gonna listen to you something good.
Yeah, here we go. Original classic in 1984.
Original classic.
88 miles an hour to the future, guys.
Yamashalama. Hitting that bomb.
So we're here to talk about Loki episodes. Yep, Loki episodes 5 and 6. We're doing this in one show and one take, I'm sure you can tell.
Yep.
So what did you think about? We're just going to ask, what did you think about episodes 5 and 6 together, or did you want to split
them? Okay, we'll talk about them together because that's kind of how I recognize them now.
Yeah.
I liked them both. Maybe in hindsight, since I kind of wrote these together, it would have been nice if they were all one episode.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was good to get to know all the different Lokis.
Yeah, I did like that.
It was good to get to know Owen Wilson again.
Yeah, now, I was like, Owen's back.
Matrix-free Owen Wilson.
Yes, Matrix-free. You
know, it kind of, you know when he like rolls up in the car? Mm-hmm. For some moment, it reminded me of Harry Potter.
That's exactly what I thought. Really? I was like, yeah, because Harry Potter gets rescued from his aunt's house in a car that looks very similar to that. And I was like, where's your wand at, Harry? You're a wizard, Harry.
Wow.
Yeah, I did like all the different Lokis. I did like
President Loki.
President Loki. Loki, well, I liked President Loki because his arm cut off.
His hand got bitten off by a freaking crocodile or alligator Loki.
That was pretty good. That was super cool. And old man Loki was pretty cool also.
Yeah, that was a nice little nod to the old comics.
Yeah. So I did like this last two episodes of Loki.
Yeah, I like the whole Loki betrayal. Like,
that's all he does.
Yeah, like, yeah. But like, they just
all of them betray each other.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh wait, actually, but no, because I'm like, no, not you. Actually, me. No, not me. What? Wait, who? Like, and just the whole.
Did you notice that they did a get help with alligator Loki?
Yeah,
get help! It was an alligator.
Oh my god!
It was their little meanie.
I mean, it was a fun episode, man. I mean, I liked it. You had all that going on, and all we just said, this happened throughout the entirety of the episode. You got Mobius driving around like a crazy freaking Harry Potter guy over here. You have him picking up Sylvie, and Sylvie being crazy enough to jump into a car. You got a smoke screen monster over here trying to murder everybody and everything, and then.
Don't you mean Fluffy from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a Harry Potter movie like all the way through, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. On Chop Talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that like, wow, that really narrowed down episode 5.
Well, it was nice that old Loki was exiled because he was lonely. Yeah. And he could have faked his death again because we know that's what he does.
That's his shtick.
Yeah, so we might be seeing him again. And it was nice that Owen Wilson was able to go back to the TVA at the end and confront Renova Renslayer, who is actually missing now.
Yeah.
She's so, she's
so now this is us in episode six. And so she's actually what she's actually what sets off the what the hell is the guy's name? His let's see. He Who Remains.
Okay. Well, so, hey, He Who Remains, I'm going to say, is Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, no. That definitely is Kang the Conqueror.
So we're going to call him Kang for now.
So, okay. So we'll refer to him Kang. That's Kang.
It may not be canon yet, but it's just for sake. Yeah. Just for sake of convenience, we're going to call him Kang. Kang.
Four letter, single syllable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, so for me, that, like, it was cool to see that. Her going to find her, whatever the hell her version of reality, whatever she was. I think she said free will or something like that. Mm-hmm. When, yeah, she does that. She actually messes up his entirety or his understanding of all time. And his, like, I saw this all coming. He didn't see one of his TVA agents, Ravonna Renslayer, coming out and just, like, going, peace him out.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now we know Miss Minutes is actually Kang's assistant,
yeah,
which is kind of cool.
So random.
And she sent Renslayer,
yeah,
different notes to follow. So,
oh, yeah.
So she's on a different path now.
Yeah, and the thing, like, I don't know what the hell their time frame is, but like, so when the agents or what is it? Yeah, the Minutemen. When the Minutemen are after what's her face, the black chick, the main Minuteman.
Oh,
the Minute Woman.
Hunter or something.
Hunter B-15. I don't know.
Hunter B-15, you are correct.
Oh, wow. I was right. So the B-15s.
did you know that Tara Strong played Harley Quinn?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Wow.
Whoa.
No way. Yeah. That is
anyway,
amazing.
Whoa. I saw her name here. It reminded me of...
Sounds like she's an original classic.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
She's had a very lucrative career. Playing characters in DC and Marvel. Anyway.
Have you seen our previous episodes? You know what we're talking about? This is great.
Good thing nobody has.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Tell me more,
thanks,
please.
For the views. But yeah, so she sets off this whole freaking crazy time shift. And then the show ends and now we're here.
Well, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, pretty much. But I liked seeing... So just to set the stage here, what happened was they had to fight the smoke monster to get past the Great Barrier or whatever, this wasteland of time that encompasses different parts of New York and the pyramids and all kinds of things through history.
So time doesn't move there.
Yeah, doesn't move there, but a lot of people are saying that that's Kang the Conqueror's like snow globe.
Yeah.
That's his.
That's where he puts all the people that have been pruned.
And if you see like the Avengers Tower there, it said like Kang Corp. Which is like Kang the Kirk.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's a Kang or Quang or whatever.
This.
Yeah, so he's definitely Kang the Conqueror is definitely there somewhere. So to me, the best way I can use an analogy or an allusion to is it reminds me of that scene in The Matrix where Neo met the architect. So they go into a castle this time. And for some reason, Miss Minutes tries to test them with I can make you a god. And it's Miss Minutes, by the way. So it's like a little cutesy character. Like, oh, do you want to have won the Battle of New York? Like, I can do it.
And Loki's like, ooh.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if they said yes, because the whole thing didn't work anymore.
And the entirety of the MCU would have been done.
Yeah. But anyway,
instead, they went
past Miss Minutes. They didn't take the deal. And they met He Who Remains.
A.K.A. Kang. The freaking Conqueror.
Yeah, so it looks like the one who remains will turn into King the Conqueror, which is kind of always the way it goes. And a lot of the internet theorists think that King the Conqueror
may be... this has kind of been assumed for like the last, I want to say since the fourth episode.
King the Conqueror is said to be the villain of Quantumania, which is the next Ant-Man movie.
Confirmed, that actually confirmed. Makes sense now because he did say, hey, if you kill me, it's going to be worse me's.
Yeah.
And
Quantumania.
And there's rumors just kind of based on the way like the comics go, as Kang the Conqueror is actually a different version of Reed Richards.
Yeah.
But they say like, what if he's a different version of Tony Stark or a different version of Hank Pym.
Yeah, anything is possible now that we have these crazy branching timelines. And obviously, the MCU is looking to bring in this multiverse.
Yeah.
X-Men.
But I liked it when they went to the architect moment with King the Conqueror. But it was nice having Loki and Sylvie sitting next to each other with like their blades in the same posture.
Yeah, they were
with the same
They were actually doing the same mannerisms. Yeah. So that was cool. Did you notice that? They were like moving their blades and everything. Even when they got up, I was like, this is dope.
That was a cool fight just kind of between them because they were, you know, in essence the same person.
Yeah.
Then they hooked up.
But then the kiss. I actually wrote, I was like, what is up with the Loki
love?
I was waiting for something to happen.
But I guess if nothing would happen, if they actually kissed, it would have made sense there since...
You mean you're waiting for like the world to explode?
Yeah. But it makes sense that nothing happened there.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I was like, yeah, it was nuts. This episode was, I'm so like just at a loss because I was watching it. Just my mind was like, I was like, whoa.
Did you get my text?
Whoa, I did.
The scanner's the guy's head exploding.
Yeah, man. So like the entire time I'm watching this, I'm like, no way. Mind you, this is 12 in the morning and I'm exhausted.
Oh my God. My internet went out like while they were like talking, like
oh, after, no.
Right when he's like, oh no, the timeline. I don't know what's happening. Then went, and I'm like, no,
the timeline.
I switched to my phone's Wi-Fi just so I could see the ending of it. But yeah, that was cool. I like this dude is King the Conqueror.
Yeah, he's very. I can't think of the word.
Jonathan Majors.
Was like charismatic and also like...
Enigmatic, would you say?
Well that goes back to my comedians can be like dark or going to dark places. So like, you know, if it was like Jim Carrey or something, it was really manic in one episode, but then like he became evil in the next. I could see like that being a thing. So
yeah, it was good. I mean, I can't recall anything I've seen Jonathan Majors in for the life of me.
Yeah.
But he sold... this character.
Yeah, like, he did really good. Like, I really liked his character.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens from
him. He's the new Thanos now, so hopefully we see, like, different versions of him.
And yeah, he's Thanos is like a little pink to him. Like, nothing.
Well, he has a collection of multiple Infinity Stones from multiple...
Timelines,
so of course, yeah.
Oh, man, so it's crazy.
I liked when the Lokis were talking about that, and he's like, yeah, I collected, like, 5 stones or 6 stones.
Yeah.
And it was like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, but so the crazy thing is, so this guy seems like he's all encompassing. He just can't be beat, right? But he does have different versions of himself. That's how he learned all that he knows, is he met multiple versions of himself and they gained knowledge and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And anyway, like, and then they started
together.
Yeah. And then they started fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they started fighting and then this guy was like, all right, let's just get it all. Let me just.
He even said, they know me as the conqueror. They have known me as the conqueror before.
Yeah.
So.
It's like just prunes all the timelines and tries to get it all nice and sacred and stuff.
It's kind of like how. I feel like the whole Loki fight scene, and then later on you find out about the fight between, you know, the conqueror, everybody, other himself. You know how Loki fought himself? Like all the Lokis?
Yeah.
They had that betrayal?
Yeah.
So it kind of led up to where even...
So like, you're saying that Kang had a similar arc to Loki to get to where he is.
Like, it kind of makes sense. Like, what if... Let's say we had multiple versions of Abel. Would they fight each other?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's how he broke his knee.
Yep. I fought my worst self. But yeah, so anyway. So what I was trying to get at was... Oh God, so Kang the Conqueror, all encompassing, all this crazy stuff. How the hell did he not see... Ravonna Renslayer somehow just jumping and be like, you know what? I'm done with this crap. How did you make that oversight?
Dude? Well, according to the mythology, Ravonna Renslayer is his long-lost girlfriend.
Oh.
So that's part of the...
Damn, did him wrong.
I would have let that one air out a little bit longer, but, you know. What do I know?
Just sounds.
Yeah. But the thing that I don't know how I felt about the ending with the TVA was kind of reset in this new timeline.
Yeah.
Because I liked unplugged Owen Wilson. He doesn't seem like he's unplugged anymore.
No. Yeah. That's what I was confused about when I was watching it. I was like, wait.
Yeah. I was thinking, was the statue always King? Like, we just didn't see that one, but
yeah,
I guess it changed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think it's more like another King came in and took over.
Well, I think
probably. I mean,
I don't think they took over. I think the timeline was so jacked up.
Yeah, they just shifted.
Yeah, it like,
or he just went back to a different one.
Well, like in Doctor Who, I know I keep talking about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
When he dies, he regenerates and turns into like somebody else.
Yeah.
So he probably the King and Conqueror we know who died didn't use his likeness to use the TVA, but since he died, he regenerated into a different King.
Yeah.
Who is more what's the word?
Aggressive,
flamboyant. Or, let's say yeah. more. Hey, look at me.
Braggadocious.
Yeah, more braggadocious, more ostentatious, if you will.
Like he's just ready to be out there and let people know.
And hey, used this himself. Is me. And then if you listen to the them talking, they're like, oh, what, he just wants us to do this? He just wants to do that? Like, oh, so we know who it is now.
Yeah.
Which and means he's in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he's this guy who's just for sure like, I'm here. Do
that's something. His office in the basement.
Yeah.
So he's not robots anymore.
So then that brings it up is, I didn't really look at the statue long enough. I didn't pause it or anything. Are we going to get the same dude playing him since now?
Yes, it's got to be. It's the same. It's the same face.
Yeah,
it's okay. Same face. Okay, yeah. So just different dudes.
So he'll
face.
Be back.
Man, those blew my mind.
So
I mean, it sounds like I'm talking like I'm confused, but that episode 5 was cool. Episode 6 just blew me away.
Yeah, and I actually liked it how it was like a quieter episode too.
Yeah, it let
there
me
was
catch
just a
on,
there was
up.
Just a little bit of fighting, and plus I like you know like you saw it at like midnight. I saw it at midnight, so I'm like I don't want it to be too loud.
Yeah, I mean I was wearing headphones.
I don't want to turn off. Like, yeah, I don't want to turn on in the subwoofer.
Yeah,
the subwoofer is exactly. So,
but
so
it was good, man. I enjoyed episode 5. I really liked episode 6, and then humongous spoiler, I was super stoked that they said. And Loki will be back for season 2.
Yeah, Loki Lafesson back in season 2.
Oh, snap. Are we going to get Thor? Are we going to get X-Men? Are we going to get Ant-Man? Who knows?
Well, the thing about it is Ant-Man is definitely going to fight Kang.
Yep.
And I don't know if you ever went back and watched it, but there's still a city in the Microverse. That's where Michelle Pfeiffer was.
Yeah. No, that's what I keep.
I had a picture of it in our episode.
So this is, remember that. This is why I keep referring back to like the X-Men and stuff because of her and her telekinetic abilities, I was like, this is X-Men territory.
Well, you know who's more likely to show up in these than the X-Men is Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, we got that in 9 News. Never
oh,
mind.
Yeah.
I got some news.
You got to stick around for that one.
Yeah, Shop Talk, man. Oh, yeah, Shop Talk.
Shop Talk is good.
Yeah.
Get a lot of this.
We talk shop. This dude and his robot penis stroking.
But anyway, I'm going to... Are you going to kick off the letter grades? You're going to kick
no,
off
you
the letter
do.
Grades?
No, you seem, you seem hyped about it.
I'm hyped about it, man. I'm going to give this one a solid A. Highly recommend this show, this episode. Watch them all front to back.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to give it an A too. So this is my first day, I think.
Oh, wow. That's great.
A for the final 2 episodes. It's a great way to go out and possibly introduce a new big bad for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What do you think, Jose Nose?
I'm giving it an A simply because this last episode kind of it felt like the first one where you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And even though you know like, Loki, you don't really know what's going to happen in the last moments.
That's good. Wow. That is a very astute observation.
Yes.
I get my mom.
Give yourself a sound effect.
Yeah. I just hope that Owen Wilson is unplugged.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's in on it somehow.
Oh man.
Because I would hate to think that Renova Renslayer is the only other one who's unplugged.
Yeah. It's like a huge bummer.
Yeah, because you know, we don't want her to be unplugged. We want because it looked like all the soldiers in the TVA were unplugged by the end of that.
Technically they haven't returned yet. So they're out there still.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't know who Loki was. That was the other thing. So they're not out collecting Lokis. So the Lokis are out creating havoc on the space-time continuum.
Yep.
Anyway.
Oh yeah.
So that's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens next.
We'll see if Boba Fett shows up too. Yeah. And
then, uses his awesome VFX.
Yeah. And that like in that beer belly that he has now.
Oh man.
They didn't have in the
cool
in the Empire
suit.
All right. Well, anyway, I think that is it for our Loki season finale discussion. I'm your host, Mark Rubelkov, once again for the Gruesome Twosome as well. We will catch you next time. All right.